Morning, everyone.
Morning.
We'll begin with prayer. This is another blessed day the Lord has given us. The Lord, I thank you that you're in our midst, and I thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, and bless us to go forward in you. Lord, I pray that you'll bless every part of our lives in these last few days. Help us to represent you perfectly. Help us to do all that's in your heart as we commune with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You know, I said it many times, communion is the backbone of our lives. But our relationship with the Lord, it changes everything. It helps us to go forward, progress in every way, and believe God. Everything is by faith, and as we take Him at His word, everything He revealed, we have to believe it. Every time the word of the Lord would come to the prophets, they had to believe it. Their faith was involved. They were looking for it. They were searching. They took those words for miles. You know, when he'd send Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel to a king, they would travel over the country. They walked, they ride their horse, whatever they had, and they were determined to get that message to that king. And they wasn't always received, and sometimes they knew they weren't going to receive. But they believed it. And communion with the Lord helps us to be the same way in our day. And we'll get to see the same kind of miracles they saw. Last week, we stopped at verse 24 in St. John chapter 20. You know, I love one of my favorite gospels is John. I love reading from the book of John. I love all of them. All of them have different elements because the Lord did what He did in their sight, and they reported the way they saw it. And it was all by the Holy Spirit. Last week we stopped at verse 23, saying, "Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." And Jesus went on to say, "But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Now, Thomas said that he wouldn't believe, but he was still with the disciples. He had some faith, but he didn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And as all the miracles he's seen and witnessed firsthand, and he never knew the disciples to lie to him. And he said he wouldn't believe. That's amazing how that works. But Jesus said, Peace be unto you. They were all shocked when he came in the room, and the door never opened. And he just walked in. Then he said unto Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto Thomas, Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And we all believe without seeing. And we're blessed.
Amen.
All about everything that God revealed to us, we have to take it with faith. Yeah, we have to mix faith with it and receive it and act on it. Many times people miss out on God's best because when God gives them something to do, they agree with it. They say, Yes, Lord, I'll do that. And they agree with it right then. But then time happens and challenges happen and they stop. But the best way is to, and I know it's coming. I know the challenges are coming. They always do. So what I started doing, when the Lord give me something, I'll say, I'll thank him for it. I'll rejoice like I always do. But then I go back and think about it and mix faith with it until it's deep in my heart so that I can withstand every challenge, every opposition, every alternative. Because people, if they don't have the revelation and you tell them something that the Lord told you, they'll put their spin on it. And sometimes they're people you greatly respect. Sometimes they're close to you. And when they do that and they tell you what they, and before it's over, it's so watered down, it's not the same thing anymore. So whatever the Lord brings to you, Satan is angry because he knows it's going to work. He's trying to stop it. And he'll use the weakest link to stop it. The weakest link can be anybody at any time. Even people that have inspired you previously. Because the word said at any time, you know, take heed to the word, at any time you can let it slip. And sometimes people do it. In a weak moment, they may say the wrong thing at the wrong time. You're looking at them, and you're used to God blessing you by them. And it's rare it can happen, though. And then in that weak moment, the enemy may have them to put a spin on it and help you water down what God said. And you never get to where you're going. I've had all that to happen. I made all the mistakes, and I go back and I ask the Lord why. And then he, in communion with me, he helped me see it. So the next time I prepare for it, we learn to be warriors. We're born again, but we're not born warriors. We learn to be warriors. Some things the Lord gave me to do, I didn't fulfill it because of that. But I said, Lord, why did I fail? And then he'll help me see it. So I started making progress because I started fighting it. And that's why I said, let the word get deep in you to the point that you can't be chained. Your forehead will be like flint, like Ezekiel.
let me ask you something along those lines, because you said, you know, when you get a revelation from God, uh-huh. a truth, then you would go share it with someone else, uh-huh. and they don't get it. Uh-uh. You know, they twist it up, whatever, you know. They just don't get what your revelation. Uh-huh. Well, the way you got your revelation was you poured over the Word. You studied the Word. Uh-huh. You really dug into it. And yeah. You prayed and you read and you prayed and you focused on it. You uh-huh. thought about it. You meditated on it.
Yeah.
They didn't do those things.
No.
You know. So when you get this revelation, is it for you or is it for them?
For me.
So. Should you go and share it with someone else? I'm being honest about this. You know, is this something that, okay, I need to share it with other people because it will help free them up, but yeah. they won't receive it because they didn't do what I did to get it. So yeah. what is it that you share with them? Do you share with them that they need to study, or do you share with them the truth that you discovered? What is it that you found a way to share.
Yeah.
And work. Explain that a little bit.
I'm glad you said that. The assignments from that I have to do, I don't share unless the Holy Spirit moved me to. That's those are the assignments. And if it sometimes it'll involve other people and you have to. But it's kind of like when I went on the radio, the Lord put it in my heart, and I knew by that time I knew the enemy was going to try to talk me out of it. So. Everybody that gave me poor advice, I didn't tell them until I did it. I waited. But everybody that, and, you know, most of them, I had to tell my wife, so I told her. And, you know, she was on board with it. So people that I had to tell, there were people at the radio, I told them. But when the pastor confirmed it, I told him. And then I went on the first Sunday I came to the church, the pastor confirmed the radio ministry again. And another pastor had mentioned it a year before. But I started working towards it because I couldn't afford it. And I started a business a month prior. I got my business license and so I could help fund it. And I did it according to what God gave me. But people that gave me the worst advice, I wouldn't tell them until I had went on the radio station. And then they told me not to do it. So that's how people do. And sometimes when I meet people I hadn't seen in years, they'll say, "You still on the radio?" "Yep, I'm still on the radio." Because an assignment, you have to contend for it. Now, sometimes a word may involve others. And I have to give, you know, I may have a word for David. Well, then, in that situation, I got to tell him at the right time. And the Holy Spirit, I'll go to him and share it. And then, most time, people receive it. Now, remember, their mind has to register this. Sometimes it's a personal word, and they can ready to receive it. They're ready for it. If it involves a new direction that God has taken them to, the Lord may have put it on his heart to do something. And then I come in and water it with the word. God will give me something to say, and I water it. And then it helps them to receive what God is saying. But let's say if it was a pastor, and I went to one of the ushers and said, "I need to talk to the pastor." They're going to say, "What do you want? What's wrong?" I said, "I just need to." I can't tell him it's a word from the Lord, because he'll say, "Well, you're going to have to make an appointment." And the Lord want me to tell him now. I ran into that before. But I learned not to tell people what I'm going to do. I just say, "I need to see him." And then they ask all those questions. I say, "Well, I just need to see him." And then they'll go get him. And then I tell him. And it works. So you have to follow the guidance of God in every situation. And in his guidance, the format comes with it. You kind of know by the Holy Spirit when to do what. But starting out, I made all the mistakes. I did it the hard way. But as you continue, the Lord will show you how to do it and what to do. And that's where communion comes in. Most of the words that God gives people to do go flat because they haven't been trained to relay the word. I would have failed too, but I made a vow that I'd follow. So times that I would not have gone forward, I would have pushed it out of my mind and just tried to dance around it or something. I had to do it because I told God I'd obey him. But I found out that if you obey him and follow through, good things happen. And it'll usher you in for the next thing that God wants to do. And now, and the Lord will give you the weirdest things to do. And it will work. Jesus preached on Peter's boat, and then he said, "Launch out into the deep for a haul." That doesn't make sense to your mind. He's a professional fisherman. Fish don't come in deep water that time of the day. You know, he's got all the reasons not to do this. But at your word, I'll do it. And a lot of times when the Lord says something, you just got to do it because you trust his word. No other evidence. But when you do, you learn to trust him. Faith is always current. And that's how we use our trust. But we trust God because of the past, because of relating to him in the past, what he did last time. That's why we trust him this time. And we trust him for the future. We know that it's going to be all right because last time he said it was going to be all right. It worked. So this time he's saying something now. And it's going to be all right. So I'm going to use my current faith, which is always present. Your faith is always now, always in the present tense. And I'm going to speak the word by faith. I can't see it yet. But I'm going to declare that this is successful. And I do it because I trust God. And it works. And you can't see it until it's over. But it works if you can trust him. And now these are the clues. You know it's working when God is adding to it. When he give you continual instructions in line with what he said in the first place. And I was on the radio almost a year, and around the spring of 06. I started in June, and then It was spring of 07. The Lord told one of my customers to give me $350. He said, let me do this now while it's, you know, I don't want to wait. I want to do it right now while it's in my heart. I don't want to change my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gave it to me. I put it in my pocket. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I said, I'm going to use this money to go on the radio on Saturdays. I was already on the radio on Sundays. I said, I'm going to use this money to buy airtime on Saturdays till it runs out. He said, and he agreed. He married a lady from the Philistines, and customers wouldn't let her come in the country. And after all this had happened, he asked me to pray that she'd come. And I said, and I earnestly, I got a pastor to pray with me, and I prayed that she'd make it. She came.
All right.
But when I was crossing the street, because he had came to my job for me to adjust his mirror, I had put a mirror on his truck. He came around lunchtime or something. I did that. But when I was walking back across the street, the Lord said, if you go on the radio on Saturday, I'll keep you there. And I'm still on the radio on Saturday. So he'll add to it. Then eventually, he said, instead of doing 15-minute broadcasts, make it 30 minutes and put 15 minutes on the website. You know, use the last 30 minutes is going to be on the website, but the first 15 minutes will stay on the radio. Now, the airtime didn't change, but that's how he had me to do it, because hungry people were listening, and then they'll go and they get more. He did that specifically for those who were hungry. This is the wisdom of God. Things I wouldn't have thought of. And he told one day he told me, he said, I've given you a louder voice. I said, what are you talking about, Lord? He didn't say anything. And I went to the radio station to take some CDs, and Gary Richardson called me to the office back there. He showed me an Alabama map. He said, this is the range of WJLD. He said, I brought another radio station, WIXI. And it plays the same broadcast on the weekend. So now, this is Alabama. I'm on two. This is the range. It reaches into Mississippi a little bit.
All right.
And he didn't charge me any extra. The Lord said, I've given you a louder voice.
There you go. Good Father.
And it was already in operation before I knew it. So that's what, when the Lord gives you something to do, if you stay in faith about it, you never stop being in faith from the time it starts.
Amen.
And then during the duration, until it's finished, you stay in faith from the beginning till it's over. And then when it's over, it's knowledge. It's done. It's happened. But you have to stay in faith. And I'm out of time. But the Lord, he's given me things that would help me to have faith for what I'm doing. When he speaks in repetition, which he rarely does, if he ever tell you the same things in repetition, it's to build your faith for that thing. And I didn't know this, but I kept on planting it in my heart. He kept saying the same thing for about 2.5 years. I kept planting it in my heart till I could. And now it's working. I'm saying, he's telling me benefits of what's going on. Communion, the backbone of our relationship. The way we commune with the Lord, it helps us to measure God's word greater. Instead of measuring it so much, we start measuring it greater, and it ever increases. And then we act on it, and other people get involved. When people come that's going to help, you know, everything's in place. But a lot of times the Lord is building the ministry, and the leader gets out of faith, and then the people that were coming, it can't work unless he stay in faith. So everything works by faith. All right, I'm going to turn it over.
30 seconds to go wash my hands. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But, you know, these are things I learned, you know, the hard way. I learned it by training. You know, the Holy Spirit trained me, and I had to learn warfare. I made every mistake you can think of. And then I learned from it. But the revelation works.
Yeah, you're right. We think that mistakes are bad.
Yeah.
Don't we? You make a mistake, it's a bad thing.
Uh-huh.
But mistakes are how you learn.
Yeah.
You know, you got a child. They're doing things. as long as they're doing things, you're happy, right? Even though they're making mistakes, because they can learn. But if they don't ever do anything, then you get worried, right? Mm-hmm. They're not making mistakes, though, because they're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mistakes.
Making mistakes is a good thing, because that means you're doing something.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. All right. You know, so, yeah.
And Scripture tells us, too, a wise man can learn from another man's mistakes.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
And that's the best way. That's the best way, David. You put your finger on it, David. That's the best way. Learn from somebody else's mistake. Get in the Word and learn from everybody else's mistakes. They got plenty of them in there, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. That's well, we're going to close out communion, actually. We're going to do communion. We're going to start it, continue it, whatever. But Muffin's got a special song for us today. And so she's going to do this song and also talk about it. So.
Yeah. This, within this song, we'll do, I'll pass out the elements. And well, there's four verses to this song. The first verse, I don't believe this, you know, but then this, but the second verse, I pass out the bread, uh-huh. And then I'll get back to the table and we'll take the bread together. And then the third verse, I'll pass out the wine. And well, at the end of that verse, I'll say, you know, when to take the wine or grape juice. and then for the fourth verse, we'll stand up together.
Okay.
I'll let you know when that is.
All right.
Maybe I'll go like this. Okay.
Start music.
Amen. Okay. Second track. Cleanses every stain of sin shed for you. Spirit's cup that all may enter in to receive the life of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.